Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 4 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
Are you catching the 12:15 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question, what are the 2 persons talking about?
You will read A, New York City, B, an evening party, C, an air trip, D, the man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now, the test will begin. Number 1. Susan, do you know how long it takes to apply for a visa for China?
5 to 7 work days, I'm afraid.
Question, what are the 2 people talking about? Number 2. May I take your order, madam?
Yes. I'd like a vegetable soup and Peking duck, please.
Question, where does the conversation most probably take place?
Number 3. I'm calling to ask about the apartment you advertised in yesterday's newspaper.
Yes, it's still available. Would you like to take a look?
Question, where does the woman get the information of the apartment? Number 4. When can you finish your project report, David?
At least in 2 weeks. I have to check all the statistics again.
Question, what does the man have to do with his report?
Number 5. Do you think Mr. Brown is qualified for this position?
Yes, he would be a perfect choice.
Question, what does the woman mean? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are 2 recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now listen to the conversations. Conversation 1.
Good morning, Great Wall Hotel.
Good morning. I'd like to make a reservation for one room.
No problem. What's the exact date of your arrival?
April 25th.
How long will you be staying?
For 3 nights.
Your name, please.
Charles White.
Okay, Mr. White, and your phone number, please.
It's 5554-5783. By the way, what's your check-in time?
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Great. Thank you so much. Question number 6. Why does the man make the phone call?
Question number 7. When will the man arrive at the hotel?
Question number 8. What does the man want to know at the end of the conversation?
Now listen again. Good morning, Great Wall Hotel.
Good morning. I'd like to make a reservation for one room.
No problem. What's the exact date of your arrival?
April 25th.
How long will you be staying?
For 3 nights.
Your name, please.
Charles White.
Okay, Mr. White, and your phone number, please.
It's 5554-5783. By the way, what's your check-in time?
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Great. Thank you so much. Question number 6. Why does the man make the phone call?
Question number 7. When will the man arrive at the hotel?
Question number 8. What does the man want to know at the end of the conversation? Conversation 2.
Hello, Mr. Johnson. I'm calling to say goodbye to you.
Hi, Mary. How time flies. When are you leaving?
This Wednesday. I must thank you for what you've done for me during my stay here.
We are glad to be working with you. When does the plane leave?
10 o'clock, Wednesday morning.
I see. Let me ask Linda to drive you to the airport.
Thanks. It's very kind of you. Welcome to visit my country when you have time.
I will. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Question number 9. Why does the woman call the man?
Question number 10. How will the woman get to the airport?
Now listen again. Hello, Mr. Johnson. I'm calling to say goodbye to you.
Hi, Mary. How time flies. When are you leaving?
This Wednesday. I must thank you for what you've done for me during my stay here.
We are glad to be working with you. When does the plane leave?
10 o'clock, Wednesday morning.
I see. Let me ask Linda to drive you to the airport.
Thanks. It's very kind of you. Welcome to visit my country when you have time.
I will. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Question number 9. Why does the woman call the man?
Question number 10. How will the woman get to the airport?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 2 times. You are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you hear. Now, the passage will begin. The first reading.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of our company, I'd like to thank you for coming to celebrate the opening of our new branch office in Hattiesburg. This branch is the 10th office we have set up in the country. I'm glad we finally opened a branch in the southeast area. Now, I would like to take this opportunity to thank all the staff here for your efforts to establish the branch. In order to successfully operate the branch, we need the support of customers like you being present. We will do our best to provide you with the best service. Thank you very much.
The second reading.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of our company, I'd like to thank you for coming to celebrate the opening of our new branch office in Hattiesburg. This branch is the 10th office we have set up in the country. I'm glad we finally opened a branch in the southeast area. Now, I would like to take this opportunity to thank all the staff here for your efforts to establish the branch. In order to successfully operate the branch, we need the support of customers like you being present. We will do our best to provide you with the best service. Thank you very much.
Section D. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage.
From now on, you are college students. College life is an exciting experience in our life. It is in college that you get better understanding of yourself and of your capabilities. It doesn't matter whether you are attending a community college or top university. Study is going to be more difficult. Your responsibility and workload would also increase, so you have to get ready for that. College also involves much of entertainment. There would be events like plays, festivals, debates, sports competitions, and many more fun activities. No doubt, you would be having a great faculty and teachers. This is your time now, and you are going to make a decision of your future career.
Question number 16. What does the speaker say about college life?
Question number 17. What will you get to understand in college?
Question number 18. What does the speaker say about study in college?
Question number 19. What entertainment events does the speaker mention?
Question number 20. What does the speaker tell the students at the end of the speech? Now listen again.
From now on, you are college students. College life is an exciting experience in our life. It is in college that you get better understanding of yourself and of your capabilities. It doesn't matter whether you are attending a community college or top university. Study is going to be more difficult. Your responsibility and workload would also increase, so you have to get ready for that. College also involves much of entertainment. There would be events like plays, festivals, debates, sports competitions, and many more fun activities. No doubt, you would be having a great faculty and teachers. This is your time now, and you are going to make a decision of your future career.
Question number 16. What does the speaker say about college life?
Question number 17. What will you get to understand in college?
Question number 18. What does the speaker say about study in college?
Question number 19. What entertainment events does the speaker mention?
Question number 20. What does the speaker tell the students at the end of the speech? This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。